And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get it started for you right now. And we're going to get you started now with some local news. A Huron County man has been sentenced following a guilty plea for engaging the services of a prostitute. Nathan Matthew Ledger appeared in district court today, admitting to the charge involving a neighbor in the village of Ubley. Defense attorney Stephen Allen told the court that Ledger, who is a court-appointed guardian due to a cognitive injury, is currently serving time for a separate matter. Ledger apologized to the court during the hearing. The judge sentenced him to 6 days in the Huron County Jail to be served concurrently with his existing sentence. Ledger is also required to pay $675 in fines and cost by January 15th of 2027 and must undergo mandatory AIDS and STD testing. And a pioneering World War II Navy veteran from Bay City is being recognized with a permanent exhibit aboard the USS Edson at the Saginaw Valley Naval Ship Museum. The uniform of Dolores Demo Mallette is now on display inside the historic destroyer, becoming the first exhibit on the ship dedicated to the service of a woman in the U.S. Navy. Mallette served in the Navy's WAVES program, Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service, after entering boot camp in March of 1944. While many associate the program with clerical duties, museum officials say WAVES members filled a wide range of critical wartime roles, including communications, air traffic control, mechanics, instructions, and other specialized assignments. According to family members, Mallette was selected for classified administrative work involving senior naval leadership. They say her service included recording meetings attended by top military officials, including Admiral Chester Nimitz, and that she was witnessed President Franklin Roosevelt's funeral during her time in uniform. Following an honorable discharge in 1946, Mallette returned to Bay City, married a fellow veteran, raised 6 children, and remained active in the local veterans community. She also played a role in the volunteer effort to help bring the USS Edson to Bay County, where she regularly participated in Veterans Day observances. Her daughters say the exhibit honors not only their mother's dedication, but also the thousands of women who answered the nation's call during World War II. More than 350,000 women served in temporary military organizations during the war, before Congress permanently integrated women into the regular U.S. Armed Forces with the Women's Armed Services Integration Act in 1948. Dolores Demo Mallette passed away in 2020 at the age of 97. Her uniform is now on public display aboard the USS Edson at the Saginaw Valley Naval Ship Museum in Bay City, which is open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And we will be right back after this brief public service announcement.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.